Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere, together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years' experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, the superstars of voiceover today, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop. And now, live from their super-secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver Body Shop, or VO.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, good evening, everybody. And we know we got a huge crowd out there. Not that we don't usually have a huge crowd out there.
But for some reason, it's huger.
Huger? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Don't use that one in Words with Friends.
Okay. I will lose.
I will have a fit if you do that. Anyway, we've got a great show tonight, as we do every week. Fabulous guests tonight. We also have a live studio audience who can... Yes, this is going to be one of our monthly with audience shows.
I know. I love it. The more the merrier. The more your wife can handle, the better.
Yeah, well, she seems to be handling it okay tonight.
Good.
As long as the restroom is open and there's a clear path to it, we're in pretty good shape.
In good shape, okay.
Yeah. Our guest tonight from our neighbors, actually.
They're right down the street.
Mm-hmm. Chuck and Stacy from VoiceOver Buzz Weekly will be with us tonight, and we're going to talk all about their show. We're going to talk about voiceover demos and more stuff with the voiceover business. And we also have a couple of questions from somebody who was on the show last week. He had a couple of really interesting questions.
Good. It's in the rundown, right?
It is in the rundown. I actually copied it, pasted it, and put it in the rundown, and it's
perfect.
All set.
Okay.
But now it's time for the news.
Let's go to the news.
Okay. And so now we're using the new teleprompter this week.
Yes,
all right.
It's working.
Yes. All right. Tonight, VoiceOver Extra taps into research conducted recently by favorite list maker researcher Dave Courvoisier, who you probably know is not only a voice actor and an Emmy Award-winning TV news anchor at KLAS TV in Las Vegas, but he also is president of World Voices Organization.
Impressive credentials.
It is. And in this particular is for our U.S.-based viewers who want to expand their client base. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Dave recently conducted a poll of voice actors about their involvement with clients outside of the U.S., including the chief way they get paid, amount of pay, etc. And we'll get into that in a moment. All right. So, one of the more startling findings from the 72 respondents is how they obtained the international voiceover work in the first place. The top answer was through my own outreach and marketing. Next, through an agent or through an online subscription service.
Mm-hmm.
What's startling is what many respondents also wrote. They found me. Quote, they found me.
That's it.
How'd you find me? Internet. And those same respondents credited a strong web presence with their ability to be seen by those prospects. So there's also a likely strong correlation, because Dave loves correlations, between the they found me respondents and the number of the number one language delivered to international clients, which is neutral North American English.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Conclusion. International voiceover opportunities are out there for you, even if you speak only neutral North American English, so you can't be from Brooklyn, all right? And international prospects are scouring the internet for people who sound like me who have no discernible accent.
Mm-hmm.
Also reported by the respondents to Dave's survey, pay for international work is about the same as that for work done for U.S.-based clients. I don't know if that's necessarily true. And PayPal and other online payment services are the chief ways of being paid. VoiceOverExtra.com will flesh out more from the survey in an article later this week. So go over to VoiceOverExtra.com and read that. VoiceOver Extra is the place to get all your stuff.
All your VO news.
All your VO
fit
news.
To chew.
That's exactly right. So you were in New York this weekend.
Yeah, I was lucky to be able to. Let's go to the other camera. I like that one.
Oh, okay. Go to this one.
I was lucky enough to be able to go see a great old friend of ours, Roy Yocelson.
Uncle Roy.
VO BBQ, the 10th annual BBQ. And my lovely employers, Edge Studio, they let me make this trip as long as I booked a few clients, which mm-hmm. I did. Saw mm-hmm. a bunch of people in the New York area.
Yeah.
Saw clients in New Jersey, Manhattan, and New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of ground.
Wait a second. You're a lot taller than me here.
What happened? Did I shrink or did you?
No. We're the same height.
Yay!
Awesome. All right.
And we saw, I saw a lot of people, but the best thing of all was the creme de la creme at the end when I got to hang out with all of our voiceover friends. At the barbecue. It was really a lot of fun.
And for Dan, the third year in a row.
Dan wasn't there. We streamed it on the VOBS.TV. I know there were six of you watching all day.
All day.
Yeah,
they had nothing better to do.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. Lots of live music. Lots of great food. Lots of drinking. Some show tunes.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
He sets up the band on the patio there, mm-hmm. and they just play all afternoon.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We'll put some of the highlights up eventually once we go through all 9 hours of footage.
Good luck editing that.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
but anyway, it was a great time, and if you ever can come out for that, it's in Bloomfield, New Jersey, outside of New York. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I got to meet your pal, Joe Davis, there.
Yes.
I've never met him before. He's from Orlando. He says he lives in Orlando now.
He lives in Orlando with his mm-hmm. parents.
No kidding. Smart
yes.
guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his parents are most lucky to have him.
Good financial sense, though.
Yes, yes. And he's quite the programmer and webmaster. Go over to voiceactorwebsites.com.
Sweet. Plug. Yeah. Stuffed it in there.
Yeah, it's what we call product placement. Anyway, so it sounds like it was fun.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
I went to a Buffalo Bills bar in Huntington Beach to watch the Bills game.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny walking into a place in California when there were all these people from Buffalo. And we had chicken wings and we cheered on the Bills to a 1-point victory over the Titans.
Yeah.
And met some friends. And so we're starting to make friends here in Southern California. Although they all seem to be here tonight in my studio, which is kind of nice.
It's enough for, we can probably put some beanbag chairs on the floor and fit
that's
at least
probably not
three
a bad
more
idea.
People.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It'll be different. But we have some great people here tonight, along with Chuck and Stacy. But mm-hmm. I guess they brought their entourage with them.
They did.
All right.
They don't travel alone.
Yes.
Not when they're Chuck and Stacy.
Yes. All right.
Is there any good stuff for me to talk about?
I don't think so, unless you want to talk about what was in the email, in the mail this morning from...
What was in the mail?
There was that thing about IPDTL. But you don't have to talk about it.
No, I can bring it up.
Okay, bring it up.
Well, I mean, there's a little beta release of IPDTL that was kind of a splash for those that got it. IPDTL has figured out a way to now dial direct to an ISDN line from IPDTL.
But only one way, from
one
your
way.
Studio.
Yeah, it's an
that.
Outgoing thing. But he's not charging you for the time on the call, which I don't understand how that's possible. So if you have IPDTL, you can try the beta. And if you know somebody with ISDN SPIDs, you can connect to them directly, apparently.
Amazing.
I don't know how that's... I'm blown away that he can do this, and I don't know how many he can handle at the same time.
Yeah.
But
it's probably him sitting there in a switchboard.
He might be doing it behind the scenes, and we just don't know. But it's still pretty awesome that he's building that in.
It's happening. I mean, ISDN is just... It's a dinosaur.
Yeah, but we still have to support it, right? We still, I mean, we as talent, I should say.
Yeah, we'll support it. Was it oops.
Yeah, yeah.
See
we still
if,
have
if
to
it
support
fall
it on some
and,
level.
Yeah.
Here in Hollywood, it's still king.
It is. But
so it's pretty remarkable technology.
Yeah. So check that out and see if that might be something you might want to test for them. And
it works as a phone patch, too.
And it works as a phone patch.
Yeah, you can dial a landline.
Which is a lot easier than taking a mixer and going...
Yeah. I mean, I usually do it with Skype, but if you can have one program that does all that stuff, that's pretty cool.
I was working with somebody today who had an ancient history setup, an analog mixer going into an interface that wasn't working anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't need any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But this is the way I like to do it. Well, Maybe it's not helping you get work.
Yeah.
You know, we're all about simplifying the process. And when we get it set up simplified, she's going to go, why didn't I do it like this 10 years ago?
That's what most people say when I make them go from Pro Tools to Twisted Wave.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they leave kicking and screaming.
Yeah. No, they're so happy usually afterward.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, we've got a question from somebody who was on the show last week. We'll get to that in a minute.
Cool.
But right now we need to talk about this guy. Well, not
this
about
this very mic.
This very mic.
This very mic.
Because it's a great mic. As you can hear, I sound fabulous on it.
Me, not so much.
Yeah.
But
no.
You're a trained voice monkey actor.
Yeah. Exactly. So. No, I always say it's not the mic. It's not the mic that really gets you the work. However,
you start getting the work,
you want to make sure you have a good mic. But you also don't want to have a crappy mic to start off with. So here's the perfect compromise between that. The VO1A by Harlan Hogan, which you can get over at voiceoveressentials.com. Why is it a great mic? It's a great, not only is it a great starter mic, but it's a mic that you're like, you'll start with it and maybe never part with it because it's designed for voiceover. It was acoustically balanced for voiceover. Harlan knew what he was doing and created a microphone that has a nice pickup pattern to it that picks up both of us very easily.
Yeah, it's not super wide, but it's not overly focused.
That's
either.
Right.
So we can move around the mic. As you can see, I'm pretty far off to one side, and it's still picking up a pretty even pickup of my voice.
Right, and trying to remember what the price point is. It's $299.
It's coming around $299 right now with a shock mount that you see on the mic, the Mogami mic cable.
The Mogami mic cable.
And a case.
And he also gives you extra elastic.
Oh, and, yeah,
which
electric elastic.
If you leave your mic out in the sun or something, it dries it out. You know, you can have new, And if you're doing that, we need to talk.
They do dry out.
They do dry out after
a few
years.
How many TLM 103s have you seen sagging falling out of the thing.
No, we just hold it up and. Anyway, the VO1A and all the other Harlan Hogan signature series stuff, like the headphones and various other things over at voiceoveressentials.com. Great stuff, great price point. Solve a lot of problems by not getting a crappy mic, buying one of these, and then you're set. So go over to voiceoveressentials.com. You can actually get there if you're on our homepage, because you're probably watching the show on our homepage. Just go down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see a picture of Harlan like this.
And make sure you right-click.
Right-click
and open it in a new tab, because you don't want to lose the show.
Right, exactly. And go buy all his stuff.
Yeah, please.
All right. Thanks Harlan.
Thanks for your support, buddy.
All righty. We'll be right back after this.
Learn the latest in voiceover technology.
Business.
A good old-fashioned actor.
Hey, Paul, I really like your suit. Where did you get it? It looks good on you.
This is VOBS. VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
VoiceOver Body Shop, where you can learn everything from mic technique to how to market your voiceover business to acting your way out of a wet paper sack, which is my favorite, by the way.
Yes, we need the applause sign. We'll have to build one of those.
Yeah, I need another button to press.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you kidding me?
We'll just go. That's the floor manager's job. When we come out of floor manager, that's your job. When we come out of break, you're supposed to go like this.
Yeah. All right. We didn't train her.
This is TV speak, by the way.
We didn't train ourselves to train her.
No, we didn't. No. things just, time is like a vortex when we start to do this show Monday afternoon.
I get here 3 hours before the show starts, and we are still getting ready.
At 6 o'clock, it's like, did you do that?
Yeah.
No, okay. Anyway, all right,
I did hit record, though.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, Bill Graff was on our show last week when we did our viewer roundtable,
mm-hmm.
and he's from Buffalo, of all places. Anyway. He has two questions for us.
Okay.
So let's follow these questions. I recently purchased a Scarlett 2x2, which is connected to a MacBook Pro running 10.95. Like, that's really important. With Twisted Wave, which is important. I'm using a Rode shotgun mic, which requires phantom power. I like what I hear. But you don't hire you.
Editorializing.
Yes. But wonder, what is the proper connect-disconnect routine? Should I leave the phantom power on when I remove the USB cable from the Mac?
Oh, yeah, because the USB powers the Scarlett. So when you're unplugging it, you're cutting the phantom power.
Right.
I don't think any modern mic cares these days if you just unplug it from phantom. I mean, it used to be protocol that you always cut phantom power.
Right.
The main reason is, especially with live stuff, if there's an open speaker, and you disconnect the cable with phantom, you get a nasty pop, and that can actually blow out speakers. So that, I think, is why that was so important. But if you're just running your own little studio, I don't think you have anything to worry about. You can just disconnect and disconnect the mic and unplug your Scarlett.
Right.
I don't think the order actually is that big a deal.
Yeah. See, now I looked at that question, and I'm like, why are you unplugging it? Do you have to, like, strike the set every time you finish recording? I mean, some people do, you know.
I mean, if you're recording in your wife's walk-in closet, then, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you got to disconnect that sort of thing. But if you don't have to disconnect, just leave it all set up.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it a lot easier.
The more you can leave set up, the better, especially from a consistency standpoint.
Exactly.
It's so hard to match something you've had to set up, you know, every week.
Exactly. All right, now the second part of his question. Every voice artist I've seen on your show and elsewhere lists coaching and classes as a top priority in developing one's voiceover chops.
Duh.
But when searching the web for remote training, he's almost entirely mobility challenged.
Oh, I see.
I believe he's in a wheelchair or a scooter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to keep coming across people who give an audio intro to their training program.
Okay.
And their audio sucks.
Yeah.
Or as he said, it's just plain lousy.
Just plain lousy.
It just sucks.
Just read the copy, Dan.
No, I thought that would work better. My first impression is that they must be shysters. Are they? How can you tell? Can you make suggestions or recommendations or strategies? You're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Well,
Wovo is a great place to get in the conversation and make
sure
that the people you're looking for are really, you know, can back up what they are.
Absolutely. Are they adhering to the best practices of what a demo producer or a voiceover coach should be?
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend that you listen to your peers who have worked with people, and they'll generally be honest. They'll just say, don't tell me you heard it from me. But this person isn't that great at this, or this person really doesn't do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the more grandiose the suggestions of what they can do for you, generally the less possibility there is of them actually being really, really good.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, regarding to the sound quality thing.
Well, if their sound sucks.
As a way of vetting a coach it sounds bad.
Look, if a producer opens up your audio, first off, sees it's in two track, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you go, hi, this is Dan Leonard, and this is my gone.
Right.
You know, so if their audio isn't very good, I think it's a clear indication that they really don't know what they're doing.
I think so. I mean, you know, their job isn't necessarily to have great audio if they're a coach. But if they're a coach, then they've heard a lot of good audio. And they should, you know, they should really be up to par on that.
You would think.
I would think. I'd say it's pretty safe to say if their demo or their promo that's used to sell their ability is lousy. That's probably a good sign to maybe move on.
I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
So it's like anything else. Ask your peers, people who you know and respect.
And because you watch the show, you have peers now.
That's right.
Because if you're brand new to this business and you don't know anybody, if you're watching this show, you now have peers built in.
Right. Because
there's a chat room. There's a comment thing on YouTube. You now have peers.
Yes.
So start asking questions of your peers.
Of your peers, yes. But ask them privately. Don't throw it out in the chat room. or in a thread in LinkedIn or Facebook or something like that.
Yeah,
because that's like, you know, I have
a hard time being honest sometimes in public forums.
I know. I haven't had a lot of chance to be in those lately while we've been making the transition out here. Yeah, well, finally, I have some time, and now I'm going back in there, and I'm like, no wonder I hate this, because I start writing so much stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And got into arguments with people, and it's like, it's about equipment, guys. It's not about the equipment. It's about how good a voice actor you are, and good coach will tell you that.
Well, let's stop wasting time. I want to get Chuck and Stacy on.
Okay, why don't we do that? All right, Chuck and Stacy from VoiceOver Buzz Weekly will be with us in just a minute. So stay where you are. We'll be right back. But I think we have to start with this guy.
I'll do this one. Shall I do this one? Then you can walk over there and get comfy and get ready for the next segment.
Okay, I'll go do that.
Awesome.
All right, I'll be right back.
Well, we have another sponsor on the show that we're really proud to have, and that is, should I go to this camera? Nah, let's go to this camera.
Go to that camera.
I'll talk to this camera over here. See, this is fun, and I'm not wasting your time, am I, everybody, by moving these cameras around while I'm supposed to be doing a commercial? I respect your time, don't I? Am I respecting your time? Here. This is not working out very well. Mike, camera. Yeah, forget that. It's not working.
Just anyway, talk really loud.
I'm just going to project. And just go with it. I can't leave well enough alone. I want it to be. I'm TDing tonight. Our other TD is, I think his car's broken down, so we couldn't make it tonight. Anywho's, rehearsal app. So if you're a voice actor or an on-camera actor and you're having a heck of a time memorizing your lines, this is a powerful, powerful tool. We've gotten sponsorship from David H. Lawrence XVII, who is a working. Busy actor himself, but seems to somehow have the time to still develop a unique app. And if you want to get on those lines and you want to have a tool that's going to help automate that process of learning your lines, this app is pretty awesome. It is the proclaimed industry standard for over 5 years, and it's used by professional actors even on Broadway and studio films, A-list actors, students, everybody. It's the only one that lets VO talent audition from your phones as well. So it has a audition function built in where it will record you and let you deliver the MP3 to somebody else. And he's going to have a pro version coming out soon, Rehearsal Pro. If you want to get in on that, go over to rehearsal.pro. And there is a Kickstarter Indiegogo campaign type thing, which I believe is still happening. And you can back up and back that and get it 50% off. So Rehearsal Pro has a lot of, pro features. So check it out and see what you think of it. But thanks again. Appreciate your sponsoring the show. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to have Chuck, Stacy, and Dan over on the interview set. We're really excited to have them. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO too?
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Have some VoiceOver with your dinner tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Back to VoiceOver Body Shop, or VO,
Yes.
There you go. All right. Our guests, people we've known for a long time, Chuck and Stacy, Stacy Oswald, Chuck Duran. Nice to meet you again. Charles.
Hi, Dan. Pleasure to see you again, sir. By the way, there's some chocolate chips on the mustache there.
Are they? All right, we'll get those off.
There you go. You're good now, buddy.
They brought cookies tonight, which was we really appreciate. All right. Well, now, you've been doing VoiceOver Buzz Weekly now for what, 2 years, 3 years?
4 years.
Four years. So tell us a little bit about how what inspired you to start doing that? You woke up one morning and said,
dude, so like one day we were like, totally.
We wanted to do something together, a collaborative project. Mm-hmm. And as many people know, I do on-camera hosting as well. So we wanted something that was, because a lot of things that would come to me in the hosting realm were maybe not my flavor. Mm-hmm. I wanted something that was inspiring, something that was putting good out into the world. So Chuck and I pondered a few different ideas. Some were bad.
What were some of those?
Let's just say they were even more labor-intensive than VO Buzz Weekly.
Okay.
But we wanted something that would really put a face to the voice of people that you hear in the industry, mm-hmm. to celebrate the industry, to help people that were getting started, to help people that were in the business and maybe needed to take it to a different level or mm-hmm. turn it up a notch. And it just started, you know, the one thing we did say was we can't wait until we have the perfect set, the perfect budget, the perfect everything. We said, let's just go for it, see what happens.
Sound familiar?
And,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we always say you can wait your life away, right? So we just said, let's try it. And we've, you know, we hit the ground running. Our first guest was our brother, Jess Harnell. And, you know, we had just kind of, you know, we're always growing and trying to do new things. And
it's been
a really fun labor of
love. It wasn't like we weren't doing a show to see, like, you know, wow, let's do a show and see how cool we could be and see how many, like, viewers we could have. We literally just wanted to do something to spend time together, like, you know, a little extra quality time and have fun. But the thing is that so many people, yeah, I've been producing demos for over 25 years now. I know I look like I'm 17 still. But everybody always had, like, all these questions, and we're getting really, really bad information from so many sources. And so, you know, it's great that we have shows like VOBS, VO Buzz Weekly, among others out there that are really mm-hmm. great too, that actually have great information, you know, because everybody knows if you ask five people their opinion on something, you will get five different responses.
Or more,
right? Yeah. But we know this. There are some that work and some that don't work as well. And so in a business where, you know, you have to be at the right place at the right time and luck has a big part of, you know, what happens to your career, you want to make sure that the information you get is really, really relevant. You know, and like you guys were talking earlier about, you know, going on a website and hearing bad audio for a coach or, you know, anything like that. If somebody is not up to today's standards, I wouldn't want to work with them, period.
And know what the trends are
Absolutely.
In commercials and promos. And
because, yeah, it's really, really important that, you know, that you're getting relevant information, not information from somebody who used to be somebody 20 years ago. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You want to get information that's really relevant today. That's why guys like, you know, Jay Preston over there and all you guys are kicking some major butt because they're doing the right things that are relevant today.
And that's, you know, and it's important to get that right information out there because there is just so much garbage on the internet. You know, just like, you know, try to look up how to put us together a sound booth on YouTube.
Exactly. So who better than give you relevant information than the people we have in our shows, right? Mm-hmm. People that are actually making things happen, the movers and the shakers. It's like, so what are you doing to make that happen? Well, I'm doing this. There you go. Now you have good information that actually works. And right. so that's why we do the show now. We wanted to have fun. Now we do it because we know it's helping people all over the world.
And that's fun in itself.
Absolutely. So.
Yeah, you can applaud that. That's cool.
Hey, I'll applaud to myself.
All right.
No, we love this business, and we wanted to give back. It's been so good to us, so we wanted to give
Dan wants to talk.
No.
Back to you, Dan.
You're allowed. You're allowed to talk.
He's dying to say something.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm used to interviewing. So, Dan.
Wow, Dan. I love
Dan's
your shirt,
been working
buddy.
Out. Now he can be
okay,
outside.
Okay, so seriously
more.
Speaking,
sorry,
hold
you.
On. Just we're going to go off topic for a second here. I have to say, Dan.
Yes.
That I love your shirt.
No, thank you.
Okay, normally I see you in like a rainbow colored shirt.
Yeah.
No, right?
I'm in my Cuban colors tonight.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you look freaking hot. And the other thing, but hold on. Black is your color. Like on the back of his shirt, it says, I love AC/DC.
Yeah.
He's a rocker. Nice. Now, if you had a hat like Preston's,
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, dude, look out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that. You look great, buddy. That. Love the shirt.
Dude, well, California agrees with you.
Oh, I feel like I've been out here for at least 9 weeks, and I'm totally in.
So if you had to move back right now, how bummed would you be?
Bummed.
Yeah. Very bummed.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to move back.
Of course. So. And the people here, are they pretentious, or are they actually cool and down to earth?
It depends on what time of day.
Okay.
You know, and what highway you're on.
Sure. Not a highway.
You know? Right. You know, if you're trying to make a left turn and there's like, you know, 2 hours of pedestrians going across.
Well, we all know if you're trying to make a left, you give
the
right of way to the person driving the Mercedes. That's just the rule.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in LA.
Even if he's swerving like this.
Especially if he's swerving like that.
Yeah. So what were some of the challenges you had in actually getting your show going? What were some of the things that the problems you had to solve to make that happen?
Well, you know, the only problems that and Stacey might be able to, she remembers a lot more than, she knows more than.
What did you have for breakfast today, Chuck?
I didn't, actually, I had a bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to a bar.
A protein.
I was gonna say. Yeah, that's what I did.
Hello. No,
the main challenge we had, which really wasn't a challenge because, you know, it's just something that you have to do, was, you know, we did some research, which everybody should do no matter what you're doing. And then it was really getting the website part of it together, the back end and all the mechanics of making sure that somebody's going to get a product. You don't want to film something and then if I like, oh yeah, actually we didn't record that. So that's never happened, thank God. But the biggest challenge was website and having a site that could actually handle, because, you know, originally for the first two years. We weren't on YouTube.
Yeah.
It was all on our website. So our servers had to handle, you know, people from all over the country plugging in to watch an episode at the same time. It wasn't being
smoke
screened.
Starting to come up from the back of
the computer. So we had to like have our own servers. We couldn't have like one of these GoDaddy little baby servers. We had to have our own servers and make sure that it could handle the bandwidth and all that good stuff. That, I think, were there any other challenges?
Yeah, well, that was the big thing, is to get a site that was user-friendly. I mean, just, you guys know from the whole digital branding standpoint and having an online brand, trying to figure out making it user-friendly, and now everything has to be gadget-friendly. And so, you know, we eventually got an app. And so just trying to stay on top of how people get the information and making it timely and easily accessible.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing. And then sometimes scheduling, because obviously this isn't all that we do. So between each of our schedules and then our guest schedules, sometimes at first we were trying to shoot closer to real time, and that became really clunky. So now, you know, we have to shoot a little bit ahead of schedule because there's just no way. I mean, I'd love to shoot it 2 days before it posts, but there's just no way to do that. So sometimes it's when we're available and then when our guest, and certainly you have higher profile people that are very busy. So just, you know, getting all those logistics together. But it's a really, these are quality problems because we love doing it.
How has it evolved? I mean, from your initial vision and since you started the show, how has it changed?
What have you I'm going to tell on you.
Oh, go for it.
Why?
Okay, I understand. First of all, Chuck is my favorite human on the planet. So he would say, he's like, I'm not a host. I'm like, dude, you talk to people. You are so good talking to people. We're just talking to people. It's not this, like, you know, newscast or whatever. So he's like, I'm not a host. Okay. So the first, I don't know, first maybe 2 months of shows, we had these cue cards. So I would go to Staples. Thanks, Staples. And I would write out cue cards, you know, hi, everybody. I'm Chuck Duran. And I'm Stacey J. You know, and he's like, no, write my name. Write my name.
Yeah. She's like, I have to write your name? Okay. I'm like, write my name.
So I would like write everything out. You know, on today's show, we're going to talk to, you know, Jess Harnell. We've known each other for 40 years. And I'm like, this is Jesse. You know him. So then he would read the introduction. You know, okay, everyone. Now we're going. So if you, I think it's actually very adorable. So if you go all the way back to the beginning, you'll see Chuck is a little like.
Yeah, I'm literally like this, and I'm going, hi, Welcome to the VO Buzz Weekly. My name is Chuck Duran, and I would just like to say...
And you can see his eyes.
Yeah, I can see my eyes going like this. Because the car's humongous, right? So I'm going like this. And then, and after watching about five or six episodes, I was like...
He's like, this is terrible.
I can't say bad words on your show.
No. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Okay. Yeah. What the hell? What the hell am I thinking? I'm like, I know these people. They're my friends. Yeah. I don't need a card. So we junk the cars, and I'm like, I'm going
to
wing
it. I said, just talk to the people. Just talk to them. And so
and then the show became fun.
Yeah. So now, I mean, we're not a scripted show. I mean, we do a lot of research, and we have, there's certain talking points that some people definitely want to have, or a cause, or an organization, something they're passionate about. But we have kind of a little bit of an outline, and then it just, a lot of times, it just goes where it's going to go, which is so fun. And we have this joke that that little giraffe chair brings out these, you know, people will be like, I never told anybody that before.
Yeah.
Or like, I haven't thought about that in 20 years. And oh my gosh. So I think it was Bill Ratner said that we were a combination of Johnny Carson and Oprah.
Yeah.
So I don't know which is which.
He said that. He said that. And the cool thing about our show is we break every 10 minutes. You know, we take a little break. We give our cameras a break. Our camera. Well, not our camera guys, but our camera.
The cameras demand.
And what happens in between those breaks, like, everybody's like, why aren't you filming what you're doing in between these breaks? Because we talk about stuff that you can't talk about. And it gets really, really crazy. So, our you know, the guests that come
or they'll say
really,
the cameras
really
are not
time.
Rolling, right?
And we're like,
that's it. No, they're not.
The extra features,
And, of course, bloopers. You guys do everything live, so people get to see your mistakes.
We thrive on
it. Not that you'd make any, you know. Although earlier was funny. It's like, you're telling Dan, do I have anything important to say? Dan's like, I don't think so. You guys are hysterical.
We just freaking let it all hang out.
It's so crazy.
But we are starting to kind of like the promo actually coming up this week for our guest is Kari Wahlgren. And we've been starting to kind of let some of the bloopers in. So, you know, because it's fun. Yeah. Someday when we have time, we'll go and do a whole blooper reel because that would be
We are. And to answer your question, Dan.
Yeah. Did we answer
it? How did it evolve? Has it evolved? Yeah. We started out with a very small little show. We didn't even know, like, a lot of these shows existed. And then we found out, oh, wait, you know, you guys were on before us, you know? And there's the other stories. I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool, man. I thought we were, like, literally the first. I thought we were, like, toilet paper. Right? I'm like, this is so cool, man.
We're sliced bread.
Please explain this. They got to have it. They can't live without it. You know, forget about using your hands anymore. So, and then we find out, oh, no, wait a minute. There's, you know.
Talking Tunes with Rob Paulson.
Yeah, East West Body Shop, Talking Tunes with Rob, blah, blah, and all stuff. This is fantastic. So we went from, like, this little show and Stacey and I having fun to this global viewership now that spans over 80 countries around the world. Hello!
Hello,
Asia! Hello! So it's fantastic because the cool thing is this, you know, our show is free. Mm-hmm. And we love it like that, and we're going to keep it that way. But one of the cool things that we love, like our payback, is some of the emails that we get from viewers from across the country that sometimes, like, you literally, like, tears come out of your eyes because you know that you're giving them something that they could never have.
Yeah.
And they express it, you know, from their heart. And I'm just like, wow, this is so
touching. Yeah, and our guests are really
so
generous.
So beautiful, you know. So and that's the payback now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's probably one of the best things about the voiceover business is that the people who will come on our show have something interesting to say and are willing to, you know, partake of, you know, the knowledge they have, and they give back. And that's that really makes for a great show.
Yeah, there's always really good takeaways. And the kind of thing that I think is fun is now, as the show's been on for a while, people that aren't in the business necessarily will say, gosh, I'm just learning about habits and patterns of successful people, things that are universal
because
to the human experience, like rejection and persistence and getting back up after you get knocked down. All of that's universal, whatever industry you're in. So I love when people can find some little nugget of wisdom or inspiration that's not about a microphone or how to read commercial copy.
Yeah.
Your favorite topic.
Oh, yeah, microphones. Love talking about microphones.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about microphones real quick.
Okay.
Because you were saying something earlier, and I don't know if I 100% agreed with it.
Well, we're allowed to disagree.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. And this is not a debate. Oh. This is not a debate. I just want to kind of throw my two cents worth because I see, like, this side of it so much. Okay, so I don't work with just anybody. You have to be at a certain level in the business in order for me to be able to help you, to make a demo for you. Otherwise, if you're not ready, I'm going to send you to a really, really great coach and make sure you're prepared. Even Jay Preston, you know what I mean? He wants to do a promo demo, and he's still coaching, right? To make sure that when he comes in, man, he's ready for that. So that when people hear it, agents, talent buyers, casting directors, they're blown away. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But in the interim, if you're at home and you're doing auditions, right? And even if you're on, you know, pay to play or you have an agent or whatever, but you're recording from home, okay? Mm-hmm. I always say this. Let's say your skills are fantastic and you're freaking awesome. Can I say freaking?
You did.
It's not a bad word.
You're too late.
Okay, yeah, good. Right. Freaking. Freaking! So let's say that you're at home and you're recording auditions, right? And this audition goes out, you know, 50 guys or 50 girls go out for this audition, and it whittles down to 3 guys or 3 girls, okay? Equally great reads. Who gets the job? The person who sounds better. That's what the brain does. The brain makes the decision for them because it's an easy one. You're not going to go with the one that sounds crappy. You're going to go with the one that sounds better. So I have seen people miss out on jobs because instead of having at least a Harlan Hogan VO1, which is a great freaking mic. I've said it again. It's going to be my woman. The word of the evening is freaking. How many frickins can Chuck say?
Could you put like a lower third?
No,
that
but
that's the word of the
that's
day,
an amazing mic. Okay,
it's a new drinking game. When Chuck says freaking,
or a pro mic, then you're doing okay. I've seen people lose jobs just because they're submitting auditions using, you know, a USB mic that sounds really, really crappy. And of course, your room is really important too. But the mic is really, really important. And then I've seen people turn their careers completely around and start booking so much more when they take care of their sound. If you're a ballerina and you go to Target for ballet shoes, you're not going to be able to dance, man, right?
If you find them there.
Exactly. If you're a race car driver, if you're a race car driver and you're driving against the best of the best, okay, a stock Toyota is never going to win you the race no matter how great you are of a driver. Does that make sense?
It does. Oh, absolutely. You need to have the best equipment you can possibly have in the environment in which you work.
Yes.
You know, so if you're working out in your backyard, a U87 is going to pick up every animal within a 100-yard radius.
Unless you have a booth in your backyard.
Right.
And
they make those now, Dan. They make those now.
Yes. Okay.
You got another question for
me? I have lots of other questions.
Right. Oh,
I figured we'd drift away from voiceover for just a second. Because I want to talk about...
You want my cookie recipe?
I do. Okay. Those are great cookies, but
I brought cookies, that's why. Yeah. That sounded weird. Sorry. Sorry, Mom and Dad. That sounded weird. I brought cookies for everyone. Okay.
And they're great cookies. Thank you very much.
You're so cute.
Your rock band. Now you came from rock music.
Yeah.
You are a rocker. Tell us a little bit about Rock Sugar and the fun that you have doing that and how long you've been doing that.
Well, you know, Rock Sugar's been going on for a few years, too. If anybody out there does not know anything about Rock Sugar, okay, you need to, like, after the show is over, don't do it now.
Just give them the website.
I know.
Okay.
You're going to go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube and go Rock Sugar, Don't Stop the Sandman. That's it. And then you'll see exactly what Rock Sugar is. So, you know, 4 years ago, or 4 years ago, Jess Harnell and myself were literally, and this is not a lie, we're on an island, Turks and Caicos.
By yourself? Oh, okay.
We're at like a Club Med, okay, mm-hmm. partying like animals. We're Turks and Caicos, and they brought us out there and said, hey, if you guys come out here and perform with an acoustic, like 1 hour a day, everything's on us. Scuba diving, you know, blah, 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 whatever, lessons, everything is free. And we're like, holy Toledo, this is freaking awesome. So we did it, and then one night, we did this for like a week and a half, and then one night we're sitting there, and Jesse's like, you know, I wonder what it would sound like if a metal band who's just grown up just playing metal all of their lives got stranded on an island, and all they had to listen to was a 13-year-old Jewish girl's CD collection, pop CD collection. And I was like, dude, have you been drinking tonight or something? He's like, no, man, he doesn't drink. And so we came back home and experimented with that. So
how many Jewish girls did you question and get
well,
their
CD
collection.
Well, we didn't.
It went to a lot of bar mitzvahs.
What kind of music do 1980s Jewish girls listen to? Madonna. That's the pop stuff, right? And then I say, okay, what's like the heaviest, coolest, you know, rock and roll riff, you know, the blah. And so we took Rock Sugar, we took all the big 80s metal riffs, songs, and mashed them with all the big 80s pops. We got them drunk together.
So
you get two songs in once, at once. Sometimes you get three songs. Sometimes you get four songs at once. And so we did this. We made a record, put it together, did a video, put the video out on YouTube. It went viral instantly. A week later, we got a call from Paradigm Talent, and they said, are you guys signed? And we're like, no, just having fun, man. Like, we'd like to meet with you. Will you come fly out and meet? And yeah. So we went and met with them, and they threw a guitar at me, an acoustic guitar, and they said, here, play that song that you guys have on there. And we're like, oh, crap. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we played it, and they go, okay, we want to sign you. And so they signed us literally on the spot. They had the contracts ready to rock and everything. And our first show was opening up for Aerosmith. Okay, our second show was opening up for AC/DC. Then we opened up for Def Leppard and Linkin Park and all these gigantic bands. So Rock Sugar became like the opening act for all these major, major, giant touring artists. So, like, we're going out on a stage and playing in front of 80,000 people. And we're like, you know, like, this doesn't happen after, you know, you're supposed to, like, not be doing that anymore.
But you've been in bands. I mean, Chuck's been playing his whole life.
Oh, yeah, ever since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
So, that's Rock Sugar right there.
Oh, it sounds like, and it's fun being on the
road.
You
want to play tambourine on the band? Want to go on tour with us?
I do play a mean ukulele.
You do?
Oh, I was going to say maracas.
No.
Ukulele.
It's really nice. Mean.
So do you listen to metal? Do you listen to metal, Dan?
On occasion.
Really?
Yes.
Like, what's your favorite metal tune?
Favorite metal tune. Well, you see, I'm older. So I like, you know, more into Pink Floyd and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's,
you know,
like
some of the really heavy Roger Waters stuff. So that's, I wouldn't exactly call that heavy metal.
Right.
Well, it's not metal, but it's definitely.
Yeah.
You know,
I did mix a heavy metal record once.
Yeah.
For some group that was.
Did you ever inhale?
And I'm not going to tell. I can't tell you that. Didn't like it. Anyway. All right. Well, if you've got a question for Chuck and Stacy about VoiceOver Buzz Weekly or about the voiceover business or anything, are you monitoring the chat room at all there, George?
Lee Penny is pinch hitting tonight.
Lee Penny is. All right.
Lee
Penny. Thanks for being
Lee
Penny.
Pinch.
So he's doing that. So if we'll have a couple of questions from you folks, and we'll throw those out. So, you know, get those in the chat room, and Lee will get them to us. Stacy.
Yes, Dan.
Now, you were talking about some of the stuff that you've done in Hollywood. You're from Binghamton, New York.
I was born in the Valley of the Catskill Mountains.
Yes. Along the Susquehanna River.
Yes, the Shenango and the Susquehanna. Met.
Yes.
I was born in Binghamton, New York, and home of the cider mill. Delicious apples.
New York State apples, the best.
Right?
That's right.
That's the one thing at this time of year. I miss my Winsaps, my Macoun apples. You can't find them out
and,
here.
And the changing leaves.
I know. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so that's where I was born. He's like, what?
What brought you out to Harlem?
Leaves.
No. Well, my whole first life was I was a dancer, choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Was dancing in ballet companies, professional companies in high school, and my amazing parents always supported my kind of parallel to center dreams, and so I went to Juilliard and did the whole modern dance company and ballet company thing and flamenco, the whole thing, and moved to different parts of the country to dance with different companies and teach and choreograph. And then when I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, I started doing on-camera commercials and theater, and I got this hosting opportunity for Disney. And that was a really big game changer for me. And I became the host of Disney Parks, and I have my own channel, and that was back in... was it 2005? It was supposed to be for a year, and I'm 10 and a half years in. Still running around
Still
doing that.
Still going.
And it's an amazing opportunity. And so that was a big catalyst for me. And I'm very much a leap and the net will appear kind of person. And I always follow my gut. And the three times in my life I haven't were the times that I got off track. But I felt like I wanted to do something more and bigger, and everyone kept saying, oh, it's so hard out there. I'm like, ah, how hard can it be? Right. I can do this. So I came out here, and I got here 2 weeks later. I met Chuck.
That was going to be my next question.
She met me.
Yeah.
When you caught me early. Yeah.
When you're at a dinner party, you're always like, well, how did you guys meet? Always a good conversation.
Well,
still,
and right? I always say, if the reason I came to L.A. was to meet this man, then that was the best time I ever drove cross country. So, he is amazing.
I love him so much. I need a break.
Thank you. Okay, let me compose.
Anyway, so this is the true story, though. People had said to me, you know, I came out here, there was no plan B. I had actually sold real estate. I am a licensed real estate broker in North Carolina. Call me. No. Because I wanted to come out here with a little nest egg, should I not have any work right away. So I came out here and started getting on-camera work, and then I had done a little bit of voiceover before I came. So everyone that I knew out here said, go to Chuck Duran. He's the guy. I was like, all right. So as a true Virgo, I had to do all my research, and I had to, you know, ask a few other people. I met Chuck like 2 weeks after I moved here. He did my first demo, and he actually gave me my first job in voiceover. Because at the time, he was producing a lot of...
Smart.
Yeah, baby.
I wore a lot of turtlenecks and hats, like Jay Preston. No, but he was doing a lot of commercials. He was producing a lot of commercials at the time. So he was hiring me for campaigns. I didn't even have an agent yet. And so I started working with really seasoned voice actors, and I just got submerged into this world, and I fell in love with it. And then months later, I got an agent, and we just became best friends. And for 2 years, we worked together. And then, you know, I was like, well, gosh, you're like my best friend, and you're so great. And it was just, you know, like a very organic transition.
She thought we were being friends for 2 years. I thought I was actually courting. I thought I was courting her.
It usually works that way.
No,
yeah.
So this is how.
Same old story.
This is how it would
like,
go. This
she'd
is how
be
we go.
Like. So should we just meet there? I'm like, well, no, I'll pick you up. That way it'll feel more like a date. And she's like, okay.
It's not a date to me, whatever.
It's not a date, though. And I'm like, you know. Okay. Well,
I always, like, shut it down because I was like, I did not
know. If we're there together, it's a date. Darn it.
But I would always want to meet him places. He's like, no, I'll pick you up. I'm like, whatever. But, yeah, it was very cool. And so I've been working on camera and voice and... You know, voice I love because I love that it's about your talent, your creativity. It's not about how you look. It's not about how you age. It's not about how much you weigh or what you don't weigh. So I really love the pureness of it. And so it really, if I had to choose, I would probably, you know, go the way of the microphone.
Yeah. But I mean, I have to say that, you know, Stacey's a perfect example of somebody who comes in that doesn't even live here, but does her due diligence, researches, finds out who she needs to go to do what. And then gets on a straight, like, freaking bullet straight path of, like, okay, I have this goal. I want an agent. I want to get work and blah, blah. And literally, like, you know, 8 months after she moved here, she had a demo. She had an agent. She had work. She was booking. I mean, and it was like, so when people tell me, oh, gosh, yeah, but it's so hard. I know people that don't live in L.A., by the way, who make, like, over $100,000 a year in voiceover without an agent. So... But they have a very strategic way of doing business. They run a business, not a hobby.
Right.
So, and that's where she was. So when she walked in through my door, man, I saw that spark, that fire, and I'm like, wow, this girl's going places. I got to make her my girlfriend. She's got to be my backup, man, because if things don't work out for me, she's going to have the money.
My code name is Sugar Mama.
Yeah, Sugar Mama.
No, but it's true. I mean, because I think obviously there are a lot of people in the entertainment industry, in the voiceover business. But I think it's easy to stand out if you are a professional, if you approach your business as a business, if you say thank you, if you are on time, if you approach it in a way that is at a certain level, I think the pool gets considerably smaller. There's a lot of people that are posing as voice actors, but I don't think the pool is as big for those that are really serious.
Yeah, and that's an important thing here in Hollywood, too, where, you know, you've got to, you want to be at the cream of the crop, and there's an awful lot of rows of crop there.
Yeah.
So take that the way for whatever it was meant.
I'm going to take it the way you meant it.
Okay. So that's important. I want to talk about demos, but we also got some questions coming in from our audience. So we're going to take a quick break now, and we'll be right back with Chuck and Stacey from VoiceOver Buzz Weekly in just a minute. So don't go away.
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us. VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his helmet.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, George has set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
Danny did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
VoiceOver Extra, the voiceover industry's online news, education, and resource center 24/7. Hundreds, probably thousands of free how-to articles for voiceover success, ranging from home studio to voice acting to business. A free voiceover industry directory, calendar of industry events, resource links, a store, and much more. Bi-monthly webinars on all topics of voiceover, free subscriptions to newsletters, reports, announcements, daily news, and features at voiceoverextra.com.
VoiceOver Buzz Weekly.
What the heck was that, George?
George and the bees.
I'm traumatized just a little.
I guess you had to be there for that one.
My goodness gracious.
Dude, I feel like eating honey now.
Yes. Well, he's a sweet
guess
guy.
You had to be there.
Yes. Okay.
Sugar.
Anyway.
Should I read that one last spot?
Is that how you lost?
Should I read the last spot?
We can probably save that last spot.
Let's do it after. We'll say goodbye.
Right, when we say goodbye to Chuck and Stacey.
Sounds
then,
good.
Then we can do that spot. Awesome. All right? It's almost over there. It's like if you go to the shot of you.
Which one?
George is very eager.
The shot of you, yes.
He's very eager.
It's like turning
George.
To the band leader.
Yeah.
You know?
George, you feel left out. You can come sit over here.
Well, there you go.
There's room for George over here.
He's running everything, so. Anyway, we have a fabulous studio audience tonight, and of course,
let's hear it for the studio audience.
Does this mic work, George?
Lovely,
it does.
Okay, anybody have a question for Chuck and Stacey?
Ooh, from the studio audience.
Yeah,
wow, that's never been done. Wow, this is a new.
If you don't, we have plenty of other questions from other people.
We do.
Jay Preston. Yay!
You can hear me on this mic. That's working.
There we go.
Okay, my question is. Is this your first interview with anybody, or have you done a multiple?
We were on East West Audio Body Shop.
Well, that's a different show.
When Dan was still in the East.
Those are different
we were
guys.
At George's house. And then...
As far as shows?
Oh, Bill DeWeese. We were on Bill DeWeese's YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Just a couple,
I think that's
man.
It. We've done some
this
podcasting.
This is a rare moment right
this
now,
is.
Everybody.
Yay.
You could sell this on eBay.
Donate to charity.
$5.
You know what?
Donate to animal charity.
You could make like $5 tonight.
They're used to being able to edit themselves. So
yes.
This is live as live
as
can get.
This
is not for the faint of heart.
You're right.
Okay, what is your dream voiceover role? Like if you could voice anything.
Me?
Both of you.
Well, my dream voiceover role would be like a biscuit. Because I'm not a voice actor.
He's really good, though. He's a great director.
Director, and so, but she...
But you would be great at promos.
I would be great at promos.
He's got a great promo voice. We call him Promo
Tonight,
Man.
On an all-new BS, VO BS, Dan and George sit pretty.
Oh, there you go. Back to me. All
that
right.
is well, the worst Stacey's, microphone in the
Stacey's,
studio.
It is, by the way.
This is a
realistic,
there you go.
Actually.
There was my thing I talked about earlier. Crappy microphone?
That is literally a karaoke mic.
Doesn't get through.
Actually, Chuck, we're going to use that on your demo.
So what's your role, your dream role?
Well, I love promo. And I love in-show narration, but I... Growing up, even before I really knew what voiceover was, all my stuffed animals have voices and names, and there's a whole storyline, my sisters and I. So they all have different, I have different voices from my childhood. So sometimes when I'm auditioning things, like my goal is to find all my childhood animals a voice on something. So I love like the little tiny animals. I mean, I'm not, you know, the big mwahaha villain. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's just, there's women who do that way better. So I kind of like the fun. I like the kid, teens, and tweens is kind of my, you know.
On an animation show?
Yeah, on animation.
Okay, is there an animation show that a dream show that you would like to be on? The next big one.
Yeah, I love the Disney. I love the Disney Junior stuff because I love that, yeah. You know, it helps kids. And so I don't really like the really kind of dark and dirty stuff. I don't know. Like, maybe I've been doing Disney for so long that I'm just like, yeah. Magic!
It's like,
but, yeah, I like the little fun, like quirky, squeaky things. But a promo and in show is like that's my jam. It's my jam.
Very good
cool.
At that stuff,
very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our amazing audience. We actually, we totally pushed out the chat room tonight because it only allows 50 people.
Blew
in.
It out.
It's
what?
Like, yeah, there's. It's just everybody is
Thank
in there.
Thank you, guys.
The entire population of the United States is watching this tonight.
Well, listen, man, you guys are freaking rocking and rolling
That's
with this.
Exciting.
Well, we try. We try.
Yeah.
But we have a couple of questions from a couple of people here, starting off with Bob Glavin, or Glavin, depending on...
Bob Glavin.
Bob in New York.
He says, question, Chuck, I noticed that most of your demos have more than 5 spots on them. Is that the norm today? Norm!
More than 5
or,
spots.
Or is that just your demos that you produce?
Well, how many spots are you going to have on a demo? 1?
Good point.
5 or 6, usually.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Demos today need to be short. Agents and buyers don't have a lot of time, so they want a minute. So you want to show, in that minute, as much variety as you can without going overboard. Okay? So less is more. So... 5 or 6 spots on a demo today is pretty cool because each spot will have the perfect length where you can show off your skill and that vibe that you're trying to show on that spot, and then you move on before anybody's tired of listening to that. So that's why my demos are catered. My demos are catered to agents, talent buyers, casting directors. They're made to book and get agents and get work. So they have to be produced as such.
All righty. Amy Fisher, the real Amy Fisher.
The real.
The real Amy Fisher.
R-E-A-L.
Yes. Amy E. Fisher. Yeah.
Someone earlier wanted to know how they met. I'd like to hear that answer, too. Inquiring minds and said, well, we already told that story.
Did. Sorry, watch the tape, Amy. Watch the tape.
That's right.
We'll do a memoir.
Yeah.
You can have.
Here's a question
okay,
from,
wait a minute.
From higher.
Wait yes. a minute. Wait what? A minute. What? Because let's finish the story then.
Okay. Oh, there's more to the story.
Yeah, let's just finish it.
All right, please
Amy.
Do.
This
okay.
is for Amy.
Okay.
So. 2 years, we're only friends, according to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I think I hugged him once in 2 years.
Yeah.
It sucks being in the friend zone, doesn't it?
Every time that I would say
Fueled
something like,
platonic!
I'm talking over here. This is my okay. show right now. Chuck Duran BS.
Welcome to my world.
So every time we would get together, have dinner, whatever, if I said anything like, hey, you know, if you feel like holding my hand or anything like that, it's totally cool. I'm not going to mind. She'd be like,
why would I do that?
You're now my friend. So anyway, so she'd always knock me down. So one day, 2 years later, we're at a Chinese restaurant. It was Super Bowl mm-hmm. Sunday. I'll never forget that day. And the menu is like this giant, right? It's like really big. It like covers your entire body. And she's like, what are you going to get? And I said, well, I was going to get the garlic shrimp, but since I'm going to be kissing you later, I think I'm going to get something else.
What?
And I hear nothing.
Crickets!
And I was like, behind this menu, I'm going like...
Stay there.
So I was very happy, and that was the day. That day, when I dropped her off at home, she freaking kissed me like nobody's business, and I drove. I was so discombobulated. I drove to my old apartment. And I got to my old apartment, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So I turned around and moved to my real apartment and called my best friend on the phone, and he didn't answer, but I left him a message, and I go, I think I have a girlfriend now.
Aww.
And that was the beginning of my happy ever after.
All right.
Smoochy, smoochy. Yeah.
Here's a question from higher above.
Sorry, Dan.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry, Dan.
Didn't mean to interrupt your question.
No, that's okay. No, that was a great story.
Take it over.
That was for Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
Oh, okay. I have a better story for you later, but after we're off the air.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, Jody Gottlieb asks.
Jody Gottlieb asks,
Chuck.
Love Jody.
How often should a talent update their demo?
Jody knows that question, and she just wants me to say it because she wants everybody out there to know. First of all, I have to say something about Jody. I only brag about people that are great. All of you are great. Dan, Georgie, you, the B-boy. Yeah. You guys are freaking fantastic. We love what you do, and you're straight up people, and you're putting out a great message and all that stuff. There are coaches out there that are not doing that. Okay, but there are coaches out there that are worth every single penny, and you would be a fool.
Jody Gottlieb is one.
Not
of them.
To coach
I studied
them.
With Jody,
and she is one
she's
of them. Man.
Amazing,
she out is. Of this world, super amazing. Great.
JodyGottliebVO.com.
Absolutely. And how often should you upgrade update your demo? It's really, really simple. Okay, first of all, you have to have a good one to start off with, because then it doesn't matter. Updating from something bad to something bad is not an update, but. If you listen to your demo, say every year to year and a half, and you listen to it and you say, is there anything on that demo that isn't relevant to today's market anymore? If it isn't, that needs to get out and something else needs to replace it that is. If you can listen to a spot on your demo and say, really like that spot and it's still relevant, but man, I'm so much better than that today. You need to replace that spot with a better read. Or redo that spot with a better read, because the demo is to show how good you are, not to show how good you were. And you should be getting better every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So every year to a year and a half, you should sit down, you should listen to your demo, really, really listen to the content and your performance. And if you're better or if anything on there isn't relevant anymore, they need to be replaced. You should not be circulating a digital. Digital means it lasts forever. Somebody gets to keep it forever, a digital representation of what you used to be instead of what you are. Makes sense. Every year and a half.
Yeah. All right.
And that way it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
You're
talking about maybe, one or two spots as opposed to an entire demo.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
You got a question, Cam?
Cam Cornelius.
All right, Cam's got a question over here. Cam, Tennessee.
Are you any relation to UConn Cornelius? Sorry.
We're distant cousins.
Distant cousins.
Okay, you recommended a while back the book The Slight Edge to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you get it?
Haven't gotten it yet.
Okay.
It's on order.
Well, then why are we talking about it?
Well, no.
I mean, seriously speaking, Cam. Just kidding, man.
No, I've read parts online, and I'm waiting for it. But can you talk about some simple disciplines for voice actors
that would
help everybody?
I have a whip.
First of all,
I think that the big thing is you need to take yourself seriously. You have to first and foremost believe that you belong, that you can, and that you will. And, because I think if you're because we're all energy, and if you have that energy around you that says, I'm working on my chops, I'm taking myself seriously, I have the resources, like an amazing demo, I have my tools in order so that, when luck and opportunity and all that comes together, I think that's a really just get your head right. And then I think definitely having a support system around you of coaches that keep you on point. Like Chuck was saying, having demos that are relevant, because as we all know, you book from your demos anymore a lot of times, or you're getting pitched from your demos. And having a support system of friends and colleagues that are going to be constructively honest with you is really important, because it's great when you go, oh, you're so great, Cam, it's so nice. what you can't do anything with that.
Right.
You need people that'll push you, whether it's through a workout group. Ongoing workshops are super great. You know, getting in front of the people that are decision makers, I think that's all really, really important. And just making sure that you're allowing yourself to evolve, and especially in those times when maybe you're not as popular, that you don't lose heart, because, you know, you're going to lose money, you're going to get money, you're going to fall off the horse, you're going to get back on. And in those times when you have time, use that as an opportunity to work on your skills and work on your head and make sure that you're in the right space, because I just think that that's really, really important.
Yeah, yeah. A few other things that I think are really, really important for every voice actor is that if you're out there and you're selling yourself as a voice actor and you're selling your services, I really don't care what stage of the business you're in, whether you're a beginner or not. But if you're out there and you're selling your services and you're charging $25 or $50, or you're selling yourself for $25 or $50 or anything like that, you are hurting yourself. And more importantly, you are hurting the entire industry. So what happens...
Thank you very much.
And I see people doing that. And I get really, really kind of pissed off when I see people doing that. Only because it's hurting them and everybody else at the same time. So you're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting everybody. So charge accordingly, you know, and you know, there are rate sheets, you know, out there that a lot of cool people use, right? That aren't that. So, and have a limit, you know. I was just, I don't know if I'm even allowed to talk about this.
No, I was going to say, but knowing your boundaries, because, you know, everyone who's, I mean, I'm in the union, Chuck's in the union. I mean, everyone who was union was non-union once.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't, you know, non-union doesn't mean non-talented. But whether you're in the union or not, we are all in this big, beautiful, big top together. And so you have to have a standard that I don't care how much they stroke your ego. You cannot drop your standards. You cannot lower your expectations for people that refuse to raise theirs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And don't ever, ever, ever let anybody that you can't do or be anything. Because I have seen people that should not be making a dime and are doing incredibly well. Hold on. Hold on.
We won't mention any names.
But the reason why they're doing really well is not necessarily because they got lucky. It's because they had no boundaries. And they said, I'm going to frickin' do it, and no matter what, and they just went for it. And they did things right. And all of a sudden, when you lay all the cards down, man, and they're just there, and you just go through it, you'll get there. You'll get there. So if somebody's telling you, oh, it's too competitive, or it's too that, or it's too this, or forget about it. They don't know what they're talking about. They're trying to discourage you. Get rid of them if they're your friend.
Because there's no set timeline, you know? It's not like, oh my gosh, I've been in LA for 5 months, you know, 5 years, and this person's been here for 5 months, and they are the voice of a network, and they're on a... No, you're your own lane. It's your own journey. So it's not this cookie cutter, if you stay here till X amount, then, you know, so I think it's having the patience and the self-belief that you just, it's going to happen. It's not an if, it's a when. But when you were looking around going, she's doing this and he's doing that, all that's just wasted expenditure of energy and psyche and soul. You just have to, like, stay focused. And you know what? When someone gets something great, go, that's awesome, man. Be happy for them.
Absolutely.
Celebrate their happiness. Not just, well, I didn't read on that. Well, I could have done that. Oh, that drives me crazy when people go like, really? Well, I didn't even get... And it's like, okay. Just celebrate everyone else's successes, because it's just
absolutely
such
and,
a better
and
way.
And because of today, how today's business runs, here's another little tip for you.
Yeah.
Because of how the business runs today, and because... everybody's on social media. Any company that you could ever want to work for in your life is on social media. Agents, producers, casting directors, advertisers, everybody. If you're ranting on social media and you're starting to get up in some places where people are like looking at you, you are killing your business. Social media is not a place for you to rant and to say blah, 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 and come off, you know, as certain people. And listen, we've all probably been a little guilty of maybe that, but I tell people today that the focus is so much more heightened today than any time else because everybody's on social media. Just behave. You know what I mean? And act properly. You know, yeah. Don't have discussions about politics and come out like you're like this guy or that guy. Don't talk about how these
politics
people,
has no place on social media. Well, talk about a place to lose friends in a hurry.
And it's like, you know,
people that are bashing clients.
Clients,
you know,
blah, 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 or this and that. Yeah, just, don't do that.
It's
just
not,
have
it's not
a good,
good
time.
Etiquette in any kind of business. It's not good etiquette.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. The announcer.
Oh, wait. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Hit that button.
All right.
Dan's like, what the heck's going on here?
Hello.
I'm losing control.
Sorry, Dan.
Yeah.
Wait, we got one more.
Oh, we have one more? Okay, go for it. You're on. Go ahead.
Do we have time?
We have time.
I have two separate questions.
It's not like we're on a network clock watching.
We're going to make this one quick.
Sweeping the bottom of the hour.
We're going to answer your question in three words.
Okay, well, it's not a complicated question.
Good.
I have a separate one for Stacey and one for Chuck.
Thank you.
That gives you six words.
Stacey, is there a particular voice talent that inspires you above all other voice talents? And Chuck, if you could produce any person's demo in the entire world, who would it be?
Dead or alive?
I was thinking about that, and then I wondered if you'd just say Don LaFontaine. But then I wasn't sure.
Because I would say Don LaFontaine.
Okay, so we know it would be Don LaFontaine. Let's do a live, just for fun. And you may have already produced this person's demo. Obviously, you produce many people's demos. But if there's someone you haven't, I just think that'd be you know, if there's someone you'd be like, man,
cool,
that'd be
question,
amazing.
Man. If I could produce anybody's demo, who would it be? I think it would have to be somebody really super crazy and fun.
I'm looking.
Right? Super... Like some sort of like a comedian or somebody
like Jim Carrey. Or
yeah,
something?
Somebody like Jim Carrey because you know it's going to be like a freaking out of this world session, right? Mm-hmm. So it would have to be somebody like that, Jim Carrey or even
Billy
a Chris
West.
Rock. Even though Chris Rock makes $1 million every time,
right.
He does, which he doesn't. You're a liar.
Well said.
And to answer your question, I love her as a person. We've become friends as a result of VO Buzz Weekly, but I love Gray Griffin.
Oh, Gray is so
she's
fabulous.
Just so fun and free, and actually have just become friends with Kari Wahlgren. You know, I love women who are smart and beautiful and talented and who are not afraid to just let it all hang out and just
Jennifer
be fearless
Hale.
And free. Jennifer Hale, Aaron Fitzgerald.
I love Jennifer Hale.
Are you crying now?
No,
she's,
I just,
oh my
yeah.
God, tears are coming down.
It's really humid and her mascara is...
No, I just say, I'm so bad, because a lot of times people ask me with Disney, like, what's your favorite attraction? I'm so bad at the favorites, and you're because, I mean, yes, Jen Hale, Aaron
so
Fitzgerald,
people,
they've become
yeah.
good friends, too, and I just, I love women that are fearless and powerful and just stand in their talents, and they just... let it all go. I mean, any woman who does that, and so I'm sure there's many of you out there I don't even know yet that would inspire me. So I just, it's more of that, just be free and fearless and believe in your talents. I those kinds of women, which I'm sure would be you and you and you.
Okay, that was
and
like
you, Dan.
389 words above three.
Yeah.
So you went a little over
but they
on
was
that
small.
One.
No. Jennifer Hale was my favorite view.
Ah, there you go. So yeah. We have a match.
She's such a deep person. It was just, I was really surprised. I mean, not that I wouldn't think that she would be, but she was just very, you know, she had so much wisdom to share.
Yeah, she's a great,
really different.
Great. Thank you for
Thank
sharing
you.
Your expertise with us today.
All right.
We'll have you back next week for more.
All righty. The announcer.
Dan?
The announcer. We all know who that is.
The announcer.
Dougie says, Chuck, ¿cómo está, Yefe?
Oh, yo estoy bien, gracias. What? Was that the question?
That was
How
the
I
question.
Mm-hmm.
That was the question.
¿Cómo está, Jefe?
Oh, ¿cómo está ese? Did he say ese?
He said Jefe.
Oh, Jefe. Estoy bien, gracias.
Okay. Sharon Lambert asks, in English, Stacy, I know you write scripts for the demos that Chuck produces. How do you come up with the material, and how do you make sure it fits the actor?
Hi, Sharon. Yes, I do write the scripts. Chuck does a great job of sitting down with every person. All the demos that we do are custom tailored to the person. There's no template script. Yes, based on trends, or maybe, you know, someone might have a Property Brothers spot, but it's not the same copy. I don't plagiarize the copy. I don't just steal the copy. I try to look at what the trends are for commercials or the promos or the in-show and figure out what's going on because, you know, advertisers change their, yeah, their formats and stuff. So he does a great job of asking people, how do they define themselves? How do they, what are adjectives that describe them? What is your money voice? What are your goals? And so based on all of that information, I have a really good blueprint of who you are, what you want, and where you want to be, and then the scripts are catered to that accordingly. Because again, the other thing too is you might love, I might love to do villains, which isn't what I do, but is the industry going to take me seriously doing that?
Exactly.
I think there's a point where your ego has to step back and you have to say, this is my instrument, these are the capabilities of my instrument, and how does it fit into the marketplace that I want to work into? So that's what we really try to help people do.
Yeah, and the thing is, and it's really important, so when somebody comes to me for a demo, before Stacy even gets notes for scripts, is, you know, we'll have a two and a half hour meeting. Did we do that, Jay?
In person or Skype.
Okay, so we talked about, we didn't just talk about what you sounded like and what you wanted to do. We talked about what's happening right now in the industry. Because it's somebody, some people say, oh, I'm really good at this, this, and that. And that's great. But if this, and that is not happening today, you're out of a job. So we need to take who you are, what you believe in. Take your God-given signature sound. Nobody sounds like you. Take that sound with who you are and combine that, mash it like rock sugar, man. Mash that with what the industry demands today, whether it's promos, narration, commercial, whatever, what it demands today. And if you can marry those elements together, then you have a tool that works.
And that's why when you update every year to year and a half, maybe there are some changes. So maybe something that was more relevant a year and a half ago comes out and something else comes in.
Yeah.
But I think knowing what you can do on a dime, not what you have to prepare 3 weeks for, not what you have to be coached for 3 hours, what you can just wake up and open your mouth and have come out. That's really important to identify what those strengths
because
are.
Because when you people listen to your demo and they hire you, you better be able to walk
absolutely
in the studio
in
and
one,
do it.
Maybe two takes, not absolutely five takes with 15 drinks. And as we all know, there's a lot of self-direction going on, and we have to plug Mary Lynn Wisner's self-direction app. If you don't have it, get it, because you have to be able to recreate. And that's why Chuck sometimes will stop a session and say, we're not quite ready, because if you can't recreate what's on your demo yourself without direction,
right. Then
that's maybe something you have to look at. And it doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It's just maybe right now you still have to get that skill, because that's as much as editing your takes is a skill anymore. You have to be able to be objective enough to perform and then listen back and go, okay, I need to warm that up. I need to give more energy, whatever it is. You have to be able to be kind of bipolar, tripolar, quadpolar, and wear all this hat. Am I using tampering words? What? Well, I'm going to turn my head around.
What the heck was that?
All right, we got one last question here.
Dan's confused.
The words are not, you have to be bipolar if you want to succeed.
And some people
it's
really
the only
are
way. So there start you taking your meds today.
Yeah. No, stop taking your meds.
That's why we call it VOBS here.
Yes.
That's right. I think you're fitting right into the category perfectly. Now, last question tonight, because here's a guy who I miss tremendously from Toronto. And I miss being around Pat when he's, you know, when we're together, which isn't often, but at least it's easier when he's in Toronto. He says, Chuck, can you walk
well,
us through?
Well, who is it?
Pat Sweeney.
Pat
oh,
Sweeney.
Okay.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you?
Can you walk
oh,
us?
You are.
Can you walk us through the process of how you work with the talent, the production process of your demos, and when it comes to copy and music? You were just talking a little bit. You have a meeting, and
yeah, we have a meeting. That meeting lasts for about two and a half hours.
It could be in person or Skype. We do them from everywhere.
Exactly, in person or Skype. After that meeting, I know I have the pieces of the puzzle. So now I can put together the pieces of the puzzle. So Stacy comes in and goes in and puts all the scripts together. Once she has all the scripts together for all the little pieces that we need, then we review them together, make sure everything's cool. We might tweak some things out. Then I send them to the talent in advance. A lot of the times, depending on where the talent lives or who they are or what they are or where their skill level's at, I might have them work with a coach that I recommend just a little bit just to get them refreshed on the types of reads that we're going to be needing you to perform. You know, kind of like working out before a run or a marathon or whatever, right?
And sometimes it's not with the scripts because you don't want them stale.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes
with things
with
on the same
scripts.
Tone, whether it's Mark Cashman for commercials or Jody Gottlieb for promo, just so you get in kind of that spirit.
Exactly. And then once they come into the studio to record, or if we're recording remotely, that's cool too because I'm looking at them on Skype. I want to hear the sound that they're producing out of their studio. Mm-hmm. So when I get it, it has to be something that is usable audio.
Absolutely.
If it's not, then they either need to upgrade their system before we record, and I can guide them through that, send them to you or George. Hey, George!
Wake up, George.
Here? He's wide awake. He's here.
He's like over there
totally focused. Totally
wake up. Wake up, George.
He's like, I've heard this.
Yeah. And if they don't have the money to do that, then they can book a nearby studio that, you know, qualifies for what we need, and then I'll direct them over Skype. And then as far as production goes, all the music, all the elements, everything that I use is licensed.
So important.
Absolutely. Because, you know, nowadays, if you use a piece of music that isn't licensed, first of all, if you use the free music, you're going to get, like, you know, free music, okay? You get what you pay for. It's going to sound like free music. Who's going to know? Your mom? No. The agents and talent buyers and casting directors?
Yes.
So you want, like, stuff that's produced for today's market and is really, really super fresh. So all my music is licensed. I pay a fee for it so that you don't get in trouble. I don't get in trouble. We can have it on your demo. Sound effects, all that stuff, state-of-the-art, digitally mastered, the whole shebang. And we want your demo to sound the best that it could possibly sound.
Like it
we
just
want to
got
sound like the stuff that you hear
TV
on the TV
radio.
Today.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Not AM radio 20 years ago. That's not what we want.
Right.
So a lot of work goes into making sure that you end up with something that's just, you know, a great, great tool that can sell you in today's market.
And that's
and I will say
thing.
That Chuck has being a musician, he has a really gifted ear that he has a way of,
see,
of
look
at that.
It's gift.
Well
it's
decorated.
Like Van
too.
Gogh. he the soundtrack, the sound effects, it does not overshadow the voice talent, which is important, but you need those layers of sound beds so that it, you know, if you're listening to commercials on the radio and TV, which you should be, or iSpot.tv if you don't want to have a TV, you do not hear commercials that have nothing. There's no...
Well, I mean, there's some.
Occasionally, but you have music,
yeah, most,
you
most
have
of those
sound
are
effects.
On radio. Oh, and right. That's the other thing is this. So,
but you don't want the post-production to overshadow.
Exactly. There's more money in on TV commercials than there are on radio commercials. There just is. And that's okay. So I tailor my demos to be more TV-driven because shoot for the stars, right?
Yeah.
Is that the saying? Stars hit the moon? No, moon hit the stars.
You might hit the
moon
stars.
Moon land on the stars. Yeah. Something like that.
Anyway, we're moving
you
on.
You mess with me once and you get that and you don't and you do that. There you go. I think Bush said that. No. So bottom line is, you want your stuff to sound freaking awesome, man. All right? It's got to rock.
All righty. Well, guys, this
look at Dan. Dan's like,
Dan's like.
Hey.
Are you kidding?
Where's the hook?
Hey. Long-haired hippie freak just say.
I love shows like this because I can just sit back and go.
Dan's like, I have no idea what's going on.
I will say something.
Go, George.
That we had a demo show. Demo
I
demo
was about
derby.
To mention that, actually.
And we listened to a whole bunch of demos.
We called it the Demo Demolition Derby. Yeah.
And it, we did. We listened to that.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys gave credit to somebody else when it was my demo that
that's
won.
Right.
Yeah, well.
We misidentified it.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't our fault.
The one that we picked because it was the most, the word that we kept using was familiar.
Yeah.
It just, and it sounded familiar because it was really current.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was so familiar. So Chuck, you know, Chuck produced it. It was, we listened to 25, 30
yep.
demos.
And we had a panel of experts and we
yeah.
tore them to
that
shreds.
That one floated to the top.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, it's important, man. When you're out there on, you know, the pay-to-play sites or you're trying to get an agent and you're sending that thing around to try and get you work, to try and get your career, you know, this is your life. This is your career if you're serious mm-hmm. about it. And you're throwing the stuff out there, you want it to be great. Because if it's great, you're going to get great stuff back. If it's
right.
not, it's invisible.
Right.
You're basically nobody knows you exist if it's so,
money out the door.
Well, and you have it's like any business, whether you open a storefront or an online brand, you have to spend some money and invest before you see a return. And so, you know, we'll have people come
and say, Dan?
No, but we'll have people say, you know, when I get this, then I'll get a better sound quality. Or when I get this, then I'll get a that when is not going to come if you don't have serious broadcast quality sound.
Don't use the word broadcast quality. That's not allowed here.
It's not?
What do you guys use?
We use professional quality.
Professional quality.
Broadcast quality is a term from the 60s, seeing as we're now in the digital world.
Well, I was just trying to bring in all the generations, man.
Okay.
That's right. Professional quality and demos that are relevant. I mean, you have to spend that money and invest in yourself because you will get that return. Because Chuck has a lot of people that come that have spent $500, $600, $700 on a demo, and they end up having to do it again 6 months later because it's not working. So you usually spend more.
I've had people spend $2,000 on a demo, and then they put it out, and they're getting stuff like, this is horrible. This is not usable. And then they end up having to redo it again. So there's people out there charging, you know, a nice amount of money for demos that are not, that shouldn't be producing demos. Hey, let's talk about that for a second. No, I'm just kidding.
That's in part two.
Part two. Yeah.
Part two. We're going to have a part two.
Why not? Oh,
did we schedule part two?
Hey, Monday comes four times a month.
All right.
Okay. And we're out.
And I was about to go there, but anyway. Guys, thanks for being with us this week.
Dan, thanks for coming
down the street. And this is so weird now that we're like, I haven't been over to your studio yet, so I got to get over there.
Your home is lovely.
You're never coming to my studio, Dan, so don't even think about it.
Okay. But I owe you a lunch.
Okay, when you start wearing freaking black and then cowboy boots and a hat like Jay Preston's, you can come over to my studio anytime, dude.
I'm too old to
I got,
that
like,
stuff.
Rappers over there and stuff. They can't, like, see you, dude.
Oh, okay.
No, thanks for having us, George and Dan, this wonderful audience you have, and everyone watching, and your questions and your chats, and for supporting VO Buzz Weekly and us. It means
absolutely.
The world to us. We treasure every one
absolutely.
Of you.
This is a serious note, real quick. Okay, Stacy and I respect the heck out of you guys for doing this every single week, and I love that you guys. You know, you're not doing it for the money of it. You're not doing it because you're becoming famous. You're not doing it because you're getting credits on something. You're doing it because you love to give the people out there, all over the place, that are watching your show, credible information so that they can succeed. And anybody who's taking time out of their own busy schedule, your wife right now is watching, The Walking Dead without you because you're
watching
in here.
Right.
Whatever it is that she's watching, okay? You're not with your family.
Once upon a time
you're
or
not
something.
With your family. These people are taking time out of precious time away from their family to bring you this. And they're not asking you for anything in return. And that right there is really, really special. So I got to tell you, both you and George, you over there, the guy that lost a lot of weight. You're freaking
thank
awesome.
Thank you, George.
Dude.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
And you audience.
Thank you,
you
guys.
Audience,
you
audience.
Yay.
Best studio audience
and you
ever.
You guys out there are the best.
This is the best audience in this studio tonight. I'll
absolutely.
Tell you.
Absolutely.
In this particular spot. Anyway. George, take it away, because you got to talk about Source Connect, and then we'll try and wrap it all up here.
Yeah! Wrap this baby up.
Back to you.
Very important that we do not miss our friends over at Source Elements. I'm going to just riff on this one tonight.
Go for it.
Like you were saying earlier, Chuck, you can't read off this. Yeah.
Sure you can. Here, use
better.
My notes.
No, it's just better. It's better if I just talk about it. Source Connect.
Let me just say, I was watching the show.
Oh, hey.
That was the best. I am impressed.
That's pretty good.
I am impressed.
I gained you points, buddy.
But anyway, our friends Source Elements... Our sponsors of the show, they started with us a couple weeks ago, and their products are just some of the most industry standard.
You got it. You're good.
All right. They have become the industry standard for professional production studios that want to be able to have a backup for ISDN and now a replacement for ISDN, because ISDN is becoming less reliable. And it's getting harder to get, and it's getting extremely expensive. So you need a backup plan and an alternative to ISDN. So Source Elements makes something called Source Connect. If you want to try it out, you can actually demo it for free for 15 days. You do have to have an iLock, but if you're using Pro Tools, you already have an iLock anyway. If you're not, you can get one. They're about $50. Not a big deal. you can also rent their software, or you can actually do a subscription. If you dig around on SourceElements.com, there is a subscription plan now for Source Connect, a little known fact. So you can get it. I think it's $35 a month. Don't quote me on that, but last time I checked it was. So it's not as difficult to get online with Source Connect as you might have thought. They also have Source Connect Now, which is a free software, and it will be free for the foreseeable future, that allows people to connect on studios that don't have high-end equipment, don't have, you know, the best internet connections, and it works kind of like a Skype that works on your web browser. And the quality is quite surprising, and really, really low latency. And if you've been on a really slow feed, you know what I'm talking about. So a wide range of products are available from Source Connect. Go check them out at SourceElements.com.
All right, which camera are we on now here?
I don't know. We got cameras all over the place. Right. How about this one? Does that one look good?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, we'll use that.
I'm not even sure which way we're looking here. Okay. Yeah, try and straighten that up a little bit, Jay.
A little bit. Jay's helping us out tonight.
Okay.
He didn't even know he was going to have to do this.
Okay, down. Hey, close enough, whatever. All right. All right, well, let's wrap things up tonight. Now I know that what my wife is actually watching.
I know. I can't believe she's really watching. Well, it's because we had celebrities here.
Next week on this very show, in this very studio, bit of an accent, we have Christina Milzia coming up.
Who's in our audience tonight, by the way.
Yes, she's right there.
We had people come from a long distance to be in the audience tonight.
I know. So, yeah. So awesome. She'll be here. She'll be over here.
On the other side of the glass.
On the other side of the glass.
That's awesome.
Well, or on the other side of the room anyway. All right. She's a voiceover coach for Global Voice Academy, and she'll be right here, like she is right this minute.
What are you doing here this week, by the way?
I wanted to.
Well, I mean, I know you wanted to meet Chuck and Stacy. Are you just here all week to work, meet people, network?
You mean?
In L.A., are you staying all week? Oh, you live here?
Yeah.
Newsflash.
Makes it a lot easier to get here, then.
Yeah,
you can ride your bike over.
I live in Santa Monica, and Lila and I are friends.
What?
We hang out.
You live in Santa Monica?
Yeah.
We're like neighbors?
Yeah.
What the?
I didn't know you lived in Santa Monica.
Well, now we know.
Amazing.
Oh, look who,
the things you learn.
Look, I'll be having lunch with soon.
All right.
Yay!
Yeah, she could care less about us. I mean, that's pretty clear. All righty. And then October 26th, Dave Fennoy will be here in this studio.
Yeah, man. Fresh off of his Eastern European. No, where was he? Bahrain?
Bahrain.
Bahrain? Yeah. Bahrain.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you because we finally subscribed to Hulu. So after all these years. And then November 2nd, Adam Harrington will be with us. So
isn't he also in Bahrain? Didn't he go too on that same trip?
So we'll hear both. Dave's side of the story, and then we'll hear Adam's side.
That's awesome.
That'll be cool. Our donors of the week, Eric Aragone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why do you keep doing this?
You know why?
Because he knows a good deal when he sees one.
Well, that, and we say his name
every week.
We've been saying Eric Aragone every week for over 3 years.
That's true. I just said it three times.
He has not missed.
Add another three to the.
He has not missed it. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Who else? So I look over here on my other
screen. Why, certainly.
It's so hard to look over here because the microphone's over there.
Right.
Can you read it over my shoulder?
I can. Let's see here.
Who's this?
Maria Mockus is. Nice. Has donated to the show. David Smith.
This guy always donates.
He absolutely does. And
Brian Roush.
Brian Roush, yeah.
Graham Spicer.
Graham? What? Graham, what are you doing?
Thanks, Graham.
And
Elizabeth Stewart.
Elizabeth Stewart. Thank you, Elizabeth.
So sweet.
And
goes on.
If you feel you'd like to contribute to making the show even better by having great guests like Chuck and Stacy on it. Dave Fennoy and the fabulous people we've had on and making it look as good as we do, considering.
considering
the challenges, yes. Considering the challenges we have to go through here. There's a donate now button right on our page. You just look right above our heads and you'll say, oh, I can click that. You can donate using PayPal.
Actually, I think it's down at our feet.
Is it down there?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Sure. It's right down there. Okay.
Just click the donate button.
Thank you. And make sure you give once and give a lot. Show logs. Jack is still sitting out there in the desert in Nevada taking every word we're saying and putting it on the show log. So
another smart guy, because he probably learns more than any other viewer because he takes notes from every show.
And he asks more questions, too.
Yeah.
He even asked questions about the notes the next day. What did so-and-so say about this? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're the one that wrote it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack. We appreciate that. Yeah, just go check out the show notes. Everything we've talked about on the show is there. Of course, we have the podcast. Lots of people listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I think the podcast is the number one way our show is consumed. Because it's a long show, and it's very hard to sit and watch an hour and a half, hour and 41 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Show. So, you know, podcasting is out there for that reason.
Right.
But if you're catching this in a replay, you may not know that we do this show live.
That's right.
So it is done live on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific at VOBS.tv. And there's a chat room on there, which is a ton of fun.
Right.
And a great way to interact with the guests. So if you are a podcaster usually, maybe you can join us live one night.
That would be fun. We'd like to see you here. Need to thank our sponsors, of course. Mm-hmm. Harlan Hogan over at VoiceOverEssentials.com. Mm-hmm. Remember the Harlan Hogan V-O-N-A mic. Mm-hmm. VoiceOver Extra, John Florian and his fine publication online. Edge Studios. Your employer.
My employer.
And Source Elements and Rehearsal App for providing uninterrupted live bandwidth for our show here. So you can all see it without the little dial going around. Anyway. Is it still buffering?
You don't have to watch a Valvoline commercial right
here.
Yeah,
and that sort of thing, too. Yeah. We need to thank our wives, especially Marcy, who actually is watching the show.
Go, Marcy.
She's made a practice that she actually discovered she actually likes the show.
After
it's
all
much
these
better
years.
than Once what Upon a know? Time. You know? Let's see. Catherine Curden, whose birthday it was last week.
That's right, last week.
That's right.
Still says it.
Jim Manzo, who is our technical director occasionally.
Sometimes.
Not tonight. Anthony Getting, who wasn't here tonight. Shelly Avellino, who wasn't here tonight.
Everybody's busy this
week.
Yeah.
Tonight it was Lee Pinney, who was running the chat room. Did a fabulous job of that. We appreciate that, Lee, for you just being you.
Yeah.
And that's all. We have a new mug man tonight, by the way.
We do?
Yes. So a brand new mug man. It is. You can still smell the new mug man smell on it. So
what the hell is that?
Well, you'll have to watch and see. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. Stay tuned for some mug man and the after party here at VoiceOver Body Shop. I'm Dan Leonard, and you're?
I'm George Whittam.
Are you sure?
And I'm looking for the Mugman spot.
It's in there. Don't you? Remember, we plugged it in right before the show.
I know, but the drive isn't showing up.
Oh, come on now.
I'm serious.
All right, well, we'll find it on YouTube. Anyway, which is harder to find, but this is VoiceOver Body Shop, or VO.
BS.
Very good. Have a fabulous week, everybody, and we will see you next Monday night. Christina will be here. All right. It'll be great. Take care. We'll see you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll go to a bump.
Okay.
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop. 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on VOBS.us.
It's me, Mug. it's me, Mugman. This saucer from the Kobayashi Maru is going to look great in my collection.
Hey, son, catch.
Ah! Oh, no, the saucer, I'm coming. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I should call Tiana.
All right, I think 10 laps is enough for today. Of course.
What now, Mugman?
Tiana, I'm at the park, and I dropped a saucer in Deep Dish Pond. Can you swim and get it out?
Mugman, I still have an hour left in my workout session.
Can you come when you're done?
I guess.
Thanks, Tiana.
I swear, Mugman would be dead if I weren't around.
Okay, just an hour.
Bet you can't reach this nut!
Hey, Johnny, can I borrow that?
Ha! I bet you still can't reach this nut. Look at this.
Oh, an electric eel.
Now my day is complete.
I need your help. My saucer fell in the pond and I can't swim.
There.
How is this help? Wait.
Really? I need my session an hour early for this. Thank you.